101.9 and 1490 Iron Country. There's our old buddy Dan Olson live at Boxcars. Were you there that night? Well, if you weren't, you now have a chance to kind of be there as that album has been released to all the streaming services. And we welcome to the Big Red in the Morning Show. He's always welcome here, our friend Dan Olson. How you doing, buddy?
Mr. Big Red, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It seems like forever since we last seen you, but it wasn't that long. It was like August, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I think it was, like the last week in July, me and Huck were out there for the benefit for John.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the album, it sounds just phenomenal. We've been playing it here on Iron Country, but what a special night. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like you can't explain it to somebody if they weren't there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've been doing this for 20-some years and did so many shows, and that was by far, like, the most special show I've ever done. It was, like, I remember getting up and, like, being like, oh, man, I'm flying through the set. I got to figure out some songs so I can be up here for 90 minutes. And then I look at my phone after I got done, and I was up there for 2.5 hours, and I was like, oh, man, time just went by so fast. You know, I'd start telling the stories and, like, you know, laughing with everybody, and you know, then the serious stuff. No, it was an unbelievable night. I can't explain it.
Yeah, it was like I said. I remember that night like it was yesterday. And you know, Dan, you've been coming up here for a while, and the room is such a special place to you and a lot of artists. What made you decide to do a live album in the room? Was it because I mean, Macomb did one, and it was out. You know, I mean, it sounded great. And you know, Bob does great sound.
Yeah, no, it's like, you know, when I was a kid, I remember like watching Storytellers on VH1 and like, you know, hearing the stories behind the songs and that. And I always wanted to do an album like that. And, you know, there's no other place that I would have rather done it. The very first time that Macomb brought me up there, I think it was the night he recorded his Troublemaker album, and there was a tornado outside. And like, everybody was still like, into every word that you're saying and then you're singing, like I describe it to everybody I talk to as it's like the most magical room in the world. Like there's nothing that compares to being in the room on that stage and singing the most personal, most vulnerable state you can be in, and everybody accepts you and loves you and is into the music, and it's like a unicorn, man. It's unbelievable what Pogo and Randy have done to that place.
It is. It is a very special place, and you haven't seen a show there. You need to get over there. And since we last saw you, Dan, what have you been? I know you do. You've been doing art. You've been doing all kinds. I've been seeing you playing the piano. What have you been up to?
I've been writing a lot. Just kind of, you know, I was doing it pretty hard for a long time, and then I was kind of, you know, going over to Europe with Jeremy a lot, and then I came back, and I was just, you know, I was in a relationship, and I was just want to kind of just take a breath. And then I remember telling Pogo when I met this girl, I was like, I'm either going to marry her or I'm going to write the saddest album you've ever heard. And, well, it didn't work out. So I've been recording some songs. I have probably like 38 demos right now, but I'm working towards putting out like an EP of all these like solo songs under the Daniel the Lion name here after the first year. So I've still been playing a lot more piano-driven stuff, a lot of sad stuff, but some happy stuff too. But I've just been working on new stuff, and then next year is going to be a bigger year. Going to go back to Europe, going to go back on the road, going to play these songs for all those beautiful people out there.
Well, you know, Dan, I talked to the artist after they get done playing in the room, and one of the biggest things that they always say is, it is so unreal to be up there and having the songs sang back to you. And you can hear on this Live at Boxcars album, people singing your songs back to you. Yeah. That has got to be an unbelievable feeling as a songwriter.
You know, like that was always, I remember watching, you know, live concert videos and stuff like that, and I always thought the biggest compliment you could ever get was to hear someone sing songs you wrote back to you. And I remember that night recording this album is like, we were like two songs in and like everybody's like singing the chorus. And that's why I said on the album, like, I'm going to look like a damn genius for recording this album here, cause everybody knows all the words. But hearing those people, especially that community that means so much to me, like singing all these words back that I wrote on my couch when I was sad or when I was happy, like it's just, it's the most beautiful feeling in the entire world.
It really has to be. And I want to talk to you, when you first came here, I remember I looked you up online and found some of your music and started playing it when you were coming with Jeremy for the first time. And the first song that I ever grabbed was Untitled 2. Now, this community and my listeners love that song. And I know it's a hard song for you to sing, but you did a kind of a different arrangement for it on this album, which really, I think, Dan takes it to a different level.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that song, and I kind of talk about it on the live album too, is that, you know, I woke up in the middle of the night and like I had this dream with my brother, and I turned on my computer and I sang that song like in one take, and I haven't changed the words since then. It was like a, you know, path of like clarity through me, through my brother. And then like I put the song out and I never, ever, ever was going to play it again. I just wanted it as like a tribute to my brother. And then the whole community out there in Wisconsin just kind of embraced it thanks to you playing it. And like, you know, that's the only place I ever play that song. I never, ever play it anywhere in the world. I never play that song. But you guys embraced it, and it means so much to so many people there. I'd be so selfish not to play it. And yeah, the arrangement on the piano was a little different, made it a little more haunting, a little more sad maybe. But yeah, it connects me with so many beautiful stories of, hey, this song reminds me about my mother, and we did all these things. And it gives them a chance to talk about their loved one. And I'll listen to those stories all day long, just about people they've lost and how much they've loved them. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it really is. And it is. I know it's a favorite here in Iron Country. So I have to ask you, Dan, you've written numerous songs. And which one's your baby?
Oh, man. Gosh. I do. Untitled 2 is like... Maybe that's like a bastard child. I don't know. But I do love that song. Man, there's some new songs that are going to be coming out that I really like. I like Springsteen and Straight a lot. I think that tells a really good story about, you know, going through a breakup, how, you know, you guys each kind of claim your songs. Like, I'm not going to listen to this song anymore because it's hers. Or, you know, that song that I wrote with Dave Poole, that song means a lot to me. I think Alamo, that's on that album that I wrote with Dave Poole as well, is a really personal one too. But man, I love all of them. But there's some you look back on, you're like, oh my God, what was I thinking? But those are some of my favorites right now.
Well, Dan, you know you're always welcome here, and we always look forward to new music. And with the holidays coming, you got some big plans, or are you just going to hang out with family for the holidays?
Nothing big, just like a, you know, and the whole community out there has embraced my family so much. They love seeing White Lightning and my mom and everything. So my sister-in-law is going to make a turkey and a ham, and I'm going to sit and just eat and eat and eat and wear some sweatpants probably. And just, no, I love my family so much. So having days like this, and today, I mean, this is going to air tomorrow, but today is my nephew Tucker's birthday. He turned 16 today, so it'll be great to celebrate his birthday too. So happy birthday, Tucker. And I hope you guys have a wonderful holidays as well.
And Dan, if our listeners want to keep up with what you're doing, you still doing your art and that kind of stuff?
I'm doing all kinds of stuff, Red. You know that. So yeah, I got some art on there. I got my coffee company where I have artists design the packaging. You can find that. Everything you can find, like on just me on Facebook or Lucille Ray on Instagram, and all kinds of fun stuff going on over here.
All right. Well, you know you're always welcome here, brother, and we look forward to your next trip up to your home away from home in Clinton.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see you again, brother.